What's up? This is episode 33 of the Oscar Mike Media Podcast. I am, as always, your host, and Christian is not around. Andy T's not around because he's in London. I don't know why he's in London. I think it's something to do with games. Oh, yes, I'm taking the silence as it is something to do with games. So, yes, I'm hosting. I'm Lewis. Hello. And we are joined by the editor-in-chief of thesixaxis.com and owner of Oscar Mike Media, Peter Chapman. Say hello, Peter.
Podcasting!
And we are also joined by the man who likes to fill a spot. He is the news editor of thesixaxis.com. Daniel Lee, say hello, Daniel.
Does this mean I'm going to have to step up to Chris's role?
It means you're this close to being muted, and people will not get to hear your thoughts on anything.
Wow, it's like a loss.
Which would make for it would make for quite a short podcast because I've got nothing to talk about.
So pretty much, I'm indestructible. That I am the podcast.
No. We could do a 20-minute podcast. Not a problem.
Listeners are probably thankless for it, to be honest.
I rule with an iron fist. Libya need a new dictator. I'm there. Too soon?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, well. We don't have any news. Do we have any news? Is there any news?
That's not much news. It's been quite quiet. Shall I have a look?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Oh, news. That was a little news song, just to keep you all going.
It was lovely. Is there more to it, or?
That's it, just at the minute. I haven't fleshed it out yet.
Right, cool.
Needs a hook.
I'd go with something news.
Something news?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pick something at random just from the catch-up view of the site. Let's go with... The PlayStation Vita is to have a continuous supply of software. This was news from the week.
What? It's news that they're going to support their hardware?
Yeah.
Well, you sound well, surprised, but look at what Nintendo's done. Just like, here, have a console.
Yeah. And if you look at what they did with the PSP, they didn't really support that either. They just released it and went, here's some games for it. Oh, yeah, and we've got nothing else for like the next 6 months.
Did they mean software like the PS3 has to have an update, that type of thing? Or is it software as in games?
Yeah, no, it's just every time you switch the Vita on, you're going to have to update the firmware. And that's...
Oh, I fucking hate firmware updates.
It'll be custom firmware.
Have you not got automatic updates on?
No.
That?
Does that not mean you have to leave your
computer? Mine does everything between 4 and 6 in the morning.
Does that mean you have to leave your computer on?
No, it switches itself on.
Yeah, and then turns itself off.
It's the future.
But you do have to have it set so that it automatically signs you into the network.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
No.
I like to remain anonymous.
But I let it do whatever it needs to do in the morning, and then whenever I actually go on it to do something, I just sign out automatically.
Yeah, but it still flashes up and tells everybody where you are.
Give it then within a second, I'm gone again. I'm like the Scarlet Pimpernel.
That doesn't matter. Special Branch are watching.
Shit.
They're all sitting around, gathered around their PlayStation 3. And it pops up. Lewis Gaston's online. They're like,
he's
right,
on the grid. He's on
the
grid.
Now.
They don't know that I'm not taking my PlayStation with me by a very long Ethernet cable.
Well, they do now.
Shit. Okay. Let's kick things off with... Daniel has been playing Xenoblade's Princess Warrior. Tell us about it, Daniel.
So yeah, Step Up was released in 2006.
Daniel!
And apparently Tyler Gage receives the opportunity of a lifetime after vandalising a performing arts school.
That means
school,
we go straight to
the competition.
Gaining
him the chance to earn a scholarship
really early.
And dance with an up-and-coming dancer called Dora.
Last week I played you a piece of music from a very iconic horror film that sounded... Are you behaving?
To the streets.
That sounds like he's offering you out for a fine. Yeah. To the streets.
That's very posh, Ray. To the streets, let's go. Do you want to talk about Xenoblade?
Yes.
Talk Is that about how we Xenoblade. Pronounce that word?
I say Xeno.
How do you pronounce it?
Xenoblade.
Yeah, I say Xeno, but I have been wondering all week.
No, because it's Xenomorph, isn't it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's Xenomorph.
No, it's Xenomorph.
No,
I
Xena
pronounce
Warrior
it Xeno, you pronounce it Xeno.
Have you not heard of Xeno Warrior Princess?
Tomatoes, tomatoes, get on with it.
Did you know that Step Up has a rating of 6.1 on
IMDb? Did you know I don't give a fuck?
You can watch the trailer
get
on
with
your
it.
iPad. It's iPad optimised. The director is Anne...
An iPad optimised trailer.
And the director is Anne Fletcher.
I'm almost tempted now. Apart from the fact that Step Up is probably the worst thing ever committed to film.
As always, Donnie Darko.
Oh, you are taking it too far.
Pan's Labyrinth comes a close third.
I'll mute you all. I'll just talk for 2 hours.
I don't even care, man.
Talk about Xenoblade.
Yeah, brilliant game. Japanese RPG. Unfortunately, it's on the Wii, so... Well, actually, I say bugger all people will play it, but it actually charted in the UK chart this week, which is good news.
Everybody's got a Wii.
Yeah, but the only thing that sells on it is Zumba.
Well, this is true.
I don't have a Wii.
Really?
No, I've got bladder infection.
Oh, God. It's like 2006 all over again.
Was brought to you by 2007.
No, I don't actually have a Wii, though.
Yes. Anyway. RPG. Starts off with this massive battle between two titans. Basically, it doesn't say how long it goes on for, but they eventually just kill each other because they fight for so long. And the game is actually, instead of on a planet, you're actually on the remains of these two titans. And on one of the titans is like your enemy and their robots. And then there's like the humans on the other side. And it's actually quite grim because when the robots attack, they basically eat you.
Lovely.
Which is, yeah, it's quite grim.
Where are these titans? Are they floating in space? Or?
That's the thing, you never quite see it. It's like, what are they on? But I think they're in water now.
Oh, that sounds really weird.
It's Japanese.
It's amazing. The art style is absolutely amazing. The character models, you can tell it's a Wii game because, I mean, it looks... I've actually seen worse looking Xbox 360 games, but you can tell it's a Wii game. But like in terms of the landscape, it's just stunning, absolutely stunning, especially when you realise it's on the Wii.
What do you control?
You control the main character, but then you also have a group of two with you, but they attack because battles are real time, so you're picking from a handful of spells and attacks, and your backup team are also they attack automatically, so you don't really have to take care of them. But like, there's an added twist that you have this sword, and it gives you flashes of the future. So if something's about to happen to you or your teammates, you get this warning of what move the enemy is going to use, and it's pretty much going to wipe you out. So you can either prepare for it, you can kind of try and kill them off quickly, or you can warn your teammates, stuff like that. It's really good. I'm actually hooked on it. I mean, I thought I popped on for an hour, and it was like 4 hours later, and I was still going.
That sounds really weird. Is it controlled with the remote or with the classic controller?
You can do both. I bought the bundle with the red classic controller Pro. It controls really well using that. I doubt it would control as well with the Wii remote. Because things get pretty hectic when you're having the shit kicked out of you by like a 50 foot tall robot with a face. But yeah, it's not what you'd expect for a Wii game. It's quite grim, quite violent, without ever being bloody. But I mean, people do get eaten, crushed in half and stuff like that. And it
sounds really interesting. I've heard that it's very, very long as well.
People are saying between 60 and 80 hours, but if you do all the side quests, you might be able to get 100 hours out of it.
Yeah, I heard up to 100.
And I,
that which is crazy.
And I will pretty much play it for 100, I think, because I want to see the entire world.
So is it like, because I'm struggling to pick, is it like, I know it's obviously not like Fallout, but
yeah,
it's the angle, the stuff that you do, that type of thing.
Yeah, imagine, do you know, like Final Fantasy 13?
Unfortunately.
So you kind of just walk, you're in this third person, you walk along, there aren't levels as such, there's just, it's just one of this massive titan you're walking across. You can, like, look into the distance, like miles and miles into the distance, and anything you see, you can actually walk there. So you're, well, obviously there is a set path that you can pretty much wander off at any time, and do your own thing, but the enemies don't level up with you, which shocked the crap out of me when I was just walking along at level, I think I was level 16, and this 50, well, I don't know how big it was size of a building, this troll walked past, it was like level 81. It's just like, what the fucking hell, you're not meant to be here. It's just like, do I attack it? So, no.
Stay perfectly still.
That's pretty much it, because they will attack you if you go within range. It doesn't matter what level you are. Because I thought they wouldn't bother with me, so I kind of stepped in front of this, I don't know what it was, like a cross between a rhinoceros and an elephant. And it was about 50 levels higher than me, and it decided that, yeah, it did want to rip my face off. So you can be attacked at any time if you stroll into the wrong territory. But then again, the rewards might kind of be worth it, because you can get so much equipment, you're constantly upgrading your armor, your weapons, and also your other character's armor and weapons.
And is it based on anything, or is it its own story?
It's not based on anime or anything. If you have a Wii, you just get it. People complain that there's a lack of core games on the Wii. This is just, if you have to get one game for it, just get this one. It's absolutely fantastic.
It sounds like it'll last you a while as well.
Pretty much, yeah.
It sounds like it's misplaced on the Wii. Like it's not going to get...
As much as I never that bothered about kind of graphics and stuff, but... You take a look at how stunning it is and think, Jesus Christ, if this was on the PS3, I just can't even imagine what they could squeeze out of that, because what they've done with just the Wii, I mean, I think it's one of the few Wii games that's a dual layer DVD as well. They've had to use the entire capacity. Because, I mean, all the dialogue is voiced as well. But even just like random little conversations, it's all voiced.
And is there much dialogue in it? Is there like a conversation mechanic?
Or? Yeah, I mean, even just going up to a random NPC and just trying to talk to them, they will just spout off random phrases rather than text. All the cutscenes are fully voiced, and they go on. Some go on for quite a while. And the good thing is that the English dubs are actually pretty damn good, and they're not. The weird thing is they're in English accents. You get one Cockney geezer, but it's not like over the top Cockney. It's just like it's really weird, because you expect American voices, but you get this kind of well-spoken English guy, and then apparently there are so many different. Actually, you get like you go up the country and get some Yorkshire in there. So it's really strange, but it's really well done. So I haven't switched it to the Japanese dub yet.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah,
all on the one disc. Oh, that's quite cool, actually.
Yeah, they're wizards. They've worked some absolute magic on this game. I just can't see how they've done it.
They must have. The audio for it must be compressed some super clever way.
It must.
If there's that much and they've got both language tracks.
I mean, the soundtrack hasn't suffered as well, because it's a fantastic soundtrack. I think they're even selling it as a standalone, or giving it away to certain editions of the game, but it's really good. Just everything about it is amazing. Just buy it!
Well, yeah, but I mean, people complain about there not being enough on the Wii and not being the right sort of games on the Wii. So you'd like to hope that this sort of thing would sell really well.
Yeah, but like Lewis said, I think it's completely misplaced.
I don't think there are enough serious gamers on that turn to a Wii to play a game, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have sort of given up on it at this point.
Just casual or social seems
to
be.
I mean, you see...
which is a shame because it really sounds like a lot of the stuff that was coming out on the PlayStation 2 in its prime.
Yeah, I mean, when you see how much stuff like Final Fantasy 13 sold on the PS3 and Xbox, it's like, and from what I've heard from people who've played both, this game actually beats Final Fantasy quite substantially. So it's like, it doesn't have the brand name, but I think word of mouth would have sold it really well on the two HD consoles. It's a bit of a shame, but it seems to be selling well. I mean, there's stock shortage of it. Although I think that's just because Nintendo didn't expect it to sell at all, and it did.
Is it made by Nintendo? Is it?
No, it's is it Monolith?
Oh right,
published by Nintendo.
Oh, so it won't be the sort of thing that they'll try and roll out onto the others.
I don't think. I don't. Well, I don't know. I hope. Just so other people will get hold of it.
I don't know. I think the port from a Wii to the other consoles would be quite difficult. So even if they wanted to, it would be quite a substantial difficulty to do that. Oh. Although if the Wii's capable of this sort of thing, then you would assume that maybe like the PlayStation Vita would be capable of it.
That would actually be a damn good port. Because it's a... I'm sitting at work thinking, God, I really want to play this game. So I could just like sneak off. You've been in the toilet for 3 hours. What are you doing?
Yeah, just been in the toilet level. Yeah. Mom's like, what? Yeah, it really sounds like the RPG stuff that was coming out on the PS2 in its prime. So, very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
I might have a look at it if I can. Get a hold of it somewhere.
Coolio!
It's been a long time since I played a JRPG like that. The closest I've got is Final Fantasy XIII, and it wasn't really. It wasn't traditional in that way. It was very linear.
Cool. Any more want to be said about that? Or are we done with that
topic?
I
will blog about it soon. Not heard the last of it.
Okay. Guess who's not in Xenoblade?
Chris.
Alice. She's also not in this week's competition.
Well, you've given it away now.
Yes. Oh, well. It's over anyway.
Oh.
It's done. I'm about to reveal the answer, which will give it away once and for all. So last week I played a piece of music that sounded like this. Work. Which was, of course, from Psycho.
Creepy film.
Yes, it is very creepy.
I hated Psycho. Well, I didn't. I thought it was a brilliant film, but it's one of the few films that has ever really creeped me out at all.
It still does as well today.
Yeah, I saw it once early in the morning, one time when I was about 15 or 16. And I'd stayed up to watch it it started at like midnight, so it was maybe like 1:30, 2 o'clock when it went over. And by the time it went over, I was freaked out. Totally didn't sleep.
And then you kept thinking your mum was a man. She was going to stab you.
Oh, dear.
And
it's always a possibility. In fact, listeners should go and check right now that their mum's not a man.
Yes. Grab the hair. Smudge makeup.
Hair, that's the best place to grab.
Yes.
Definitely.
I received 10. 9. Hang on a minute, what's going on here? 9. So if...
missed out 6.
One of you could... shut up. If one of you could give me a number between 1 and 9...
Pretty sure
9,
it's 10.
I wasn't talking to you.
You clearly were talking to him. You said one of you. There's only two of us here. So.
I was talking to Peter and the man that's in my room with me at the moment.
Yeah, so me.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Pick a number between 1 and 9.
Go ahead, Dan.
6.
6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is Murdo Konnichi, who we all know as Captain Murdo. Who I found out his name is actually Murdo.
Yeah, and I think it might be pronounced Konnichi.
Oh, well. Konnichi. It's just a really weird name, Murdo.
Murdo. Yeah.
He assures me that there are several people near him that also called Murdo. And a footballer, apparently.
Must be a Scottish thing.
Yes. And I have 4 DVDs left, so Daniel, and no, Peter, a number between 1 and 4, please.
2.
I knew you were going to say 2 for some reason, and that is Ghost.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry, Murdo.
Oh, Ghost was alright.
What?
I did only see it when I was really young.
The Ghost is the Patrick Swayze Demi Moore film, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're saying that was all right?
From what I remember, I found it quite scary when I was little.
Oh, God.
The man, I found it quite the sickening. Evil man that gets killed by the window, he's quite scary.
What, Patrick Swayze?
No, Carl. The other one. Yes, so he has won Ghost. So you can get his pottery on. And this week's competition piece of music.
Get his pottery on.
Get his pottery on. It's what they do these days, isn't it, these kids? Yeah. They do pottery. Whilst listening to the dulcet tones of the brothers.
Everly Brothers.
That's the ones. Okay, this week's piece of music is a TV theme. Or it could be a film theme as well, I suppose. Depends how pernickety you want to be. And it is... another easy one for you. So if you know where that piece of music is from, email me your name, answer, and address at lewisgaston@screendemon.com.
How is the database of addresses looking these days?
It's getting a bit repetitive at the moment. Similar people seem to enter every time. We get the odd new one, so it's growing, which is always a good thing because I need more addresses. So
yeah, well, you've got to fill out those police bail requests.
Absolutely. And now that I know Murdo's a real name, I think there's one more.
No, they'll never believe you.
I know, that's what I was thinking. But I'll go, no, there's a famous Scotland player. He yeah. plays a sport that's called soccer or something.
I refer the honourable gentleman to Sky Sports News.
Look, there he is, Murdo. Which is ironic, because it sounds like Murdo as well.
I wonder if he's ever been on the dance floor.
Get out. You have a go at me for liking Ghost, then you go and quote a Sophie Ellis-Bextor song.
Yeah, that was a Sophie Ellis-Bextor joke from about 5 years ago. Or probably more than 5 years ago now, isn't it?
It wasn't funny then.
No, not really.
You disappoint me.
You should talk to my parents. I'm a constant source of disappointment to them.
Okay, so that's competition done. I've lost my list now. What was next?
Oh, no, I didn't actually read your list.
Oh, I deleted the list. Oh, God.
You got my back. Next, it's me talking about The Silent House, which was a Uruguayan film that I watched recently. Uruguayan.
Jesus Christ, Lewis, watch a film in English.
No.
Just 1 week.
Don't want to. You know it's going to be good if it's foreign. Those are the general consensus. Yeah, it's a Uruguayan horror film, and it's filmed in one shot, which was quite amazing to watch.
Is it a short film?
No, it's about 1 hour and 20 minutes.
And it's one shot the whole way
through?
One
long take, which is quite distracting, because all the time you're thinking, how did they do that without getting the camera in the mirror? Or, oh, wouldn't it be really annoying if you got all the way to the end and she fucked up? You'd have to go all the way back again.
But to be honest, they're probably all speaking in, like, is it Spanish they speak in Uruguay?
It's Spanish.
So you don't know if they fluffed their lines. They could be saying anything, and they've just written the actual scripted dialogue along the bottom in subtitles, and you think that's brilliant.
That is true, but, and it's probably possible, actually, judging by the subtitles. I don't know if they mean it, but the subtitles were a little bit off. They sometimes didn't make sense, and you had to kind of work out what they were actually trying to say. Which was a bit distracting. But other than that, it was actually a very good film. It was quite scary and tense. And because it was filmed in one shot, it's obviously one location and one main girl in it. So it's all quite claustrophobic. So you feel like you're... It's like... I think in... I said it's almost like a video game where a first person where you become the character.
Oh, right.
It's almost like that. So it becomes a lot more tense and a lot more jumpy. Yeah, it was a really good film, and it was just the fact that it was filmed in one shot that was the reason why sort of I watched it, because it sounded interesting, and it was done extremely well. Like I said, there's loads of mirrors all around. It's just basically about this girl and her dad go to a house that they're going to renovate in order for it to be sold on, and they get there, and then they're going to stay overnight and renovate in the morning, or clear up in the morning, but overnight it becomes apparent that somebody else is in the house. And starts, he murders her dad pretty much at the beginning, and then she's left alone to wander the house with a torch.
And does it all take place, like, is it real time? Does it all take place?
Yes, all takes place in real time. Oh, so yeah, from the time they turn up to the house to the end is 1 hour 20 real time. In fact, I think the tagline for it was "Real fear in real time."
That'll never beat orcs.
No, there were no faces being eaten off. But it was a good film, and like I said, it was very genuinely tense and jumpy. But it was quite cliche for a horror film, like all of the things you come to expect, so like small girls, creepy houses, that sort of thing. But they were done in such a way that it felt quite scary still. So
that's just like a weekend in your life, isn't it?
I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought that.
And that is real fear in real time. but I say real time, that's 2 minutes. And that's twice.
Yeah. And you've had a cigarette in between.
Yes.
And a shower.
And I've taken a pill. So. Yes, so that was The Silent House. So you can go and watch that if you like foreign horrors.
Okay. Foreign horrors.
Trebon, as they say in Australia.
Where would you get a foreign horror movie like that?
HMV.
Really?
Play, internet, Amazon. I'm sure you can get it off Amazon.
Okay, I suppose.
It's not like you have to be Uruguayan to watch it.
They don't check your passport.
It's an actual film that's been actually released.
You don't have to fax them a copy of your passport before they sell it to you.
That's when you start getting the police turn up, if you fax Uruguayan your passport.
Yeah.
If anyone is Uruguayan listening to this, I mean no offence. I know several Uruguayan people.
Do you?
I do.
I don't even know where Uruguay is, I'll be honest.
Uruguay is next to Paraguay.
Okay, I'm going to guess that's in South America.
It is South America.
I got a B in my GCSE geography.
Up towards the top.
Up towards the top of South America.
Up towards the top of South America.
Okay.
South America.
Okay.
Okay. Next up is back to Daniel for something called Skull Girls. I have no idea what that is. It sounds good.
Did you know Step Up 2 has a star rating of 5.7?
Okay, next we're going to
technically that's worse.
Peter Rabbit
Step Up,
for Deus Ex.
Chris
He's
said
been
he enjoyed
Deus
it.
Ex.
I don't understand.
Peter, tell us.
Say it sounds
Deus
quite
Ex.
Similar to Step Up as well.
Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Do you think they realise the formula is completely the same?
How long have you actually played with Deus Ex now, Peter?
Lewis, will you be quiet? I'm trying to listen to Dan talking about Step Up 2.
Oh, good thing is there's enough Step Up films for every link I'm doing.
Yeah, and if
you're
if
I accidentally
just
cut out one
more.
Of your links. Sorry, Peter.
So, let's hear about Skullgirls.
Not Schoolgirls, Skull Girls.
No, I want to hear about Schoolgirls.
Pretty much the same thing, to be honest.
God, I don't know where you went to school. I've seen screenshots.
Right. Yes, Skullgirls.
Tell us about it then.
2D fighting game. developed by, headed by a guy called Mike Z, apparently a renowned fighting game champion. So he's decided he's fed up with a lot of the modern fighting games and the fact that you can basically do infinite loops in the infinite combo loops in them, and you know, someone who's not that familiar with them basically can never get into them because you just go online and get destroyed after a few seconds. So he's come up with Skullgirls, and the art for it is done by Alex. Is it Alex Ahad who's done Scott Pilgrim? Which is probably why it looks so friggin' amazing. It looks absolutely brilliant. It's really very good, and I'm not a massive fighting game fan, but after half an hour, even I was pulling off a lot of decent moves quite regularly. But apparently, if you get good at it, you can pull off like 100 hit combos. And I was doing, I think I got maximum 7. It's weird. There's a lot of hype, not in like the mainstream media, but in fighting competition, people who do them. Apparently, there's a lot of hype there about this game because it's designed for competitions. I think they're going to be 8 characters, all female, all extremely mental. Like one seems to have a pair of massive arms attached to her head.
Okay.
My favourite is one called Peacock, and she apparently was when she was younger, she was kidnapped by slave traders, and basically they broke her mind. She was then later taken in by a laboratory who conditioned her into being a killing machine. But because she used to love old cartoons, they could both kind of mesh together in her brain, so she attacks with old cartoon-style attacks. So she would like...
What, like an Acme and?
Pretty much, yeah. You can do a move where you can basically call something and it will fall on your opponent's head, but it will be like a bank vault or a massive, massive statue or something like that. Or it's got like throwbacks to like Charlie Brown. So one of her moves is, do you know the scene in Charlie Brown where you go to kick the football and you move the football and she misses and kind of falls over? She pretty much does that, but when she falls over, she slides across the screen and like kicks you up into the air. The characters are really interesting.
This sounds really weird as well, Dan.
It's brilliant. It is mental. Some of the moves, like, she basically puts you in a burlap sack and calls all her little pals and they just kick the shit out of you. it's absolutely brilliant. I love the characters and the art style in it, and I think that will set it apart from, because there's so many fighting games that have come out over the last year, but I think this will set it apart because there's so much character in it.
Are they going download?
Yeah,
or
download.
Is it being released on disc?
So it's going to be a damn sight cheaper than
PS3 and Xbox 360, yeah. Isn't it? Oh, it sounds so weird.
It is when you see this kind of dainty little woman with a massive pair of muscular arms attached to her head. It's just like, what? Who was smoking what? But as the guy said, we're not restricted by any franchise, so we can basically go nuts. And the whole mantra was, if it scares me, then it's probably good to go and we'll use it. So they've basically done a lot of weird stuff. But it's very good. I really liked it. I wasn't expecting to.
And has Isaac said anything about it? Because
he's played it, and he's pretty much agreed. He said he agreed with my write-up of it that went out. He said he agrees with it, yeah. And I think that Yamster, he's pretty much said, yeah, I agree with what you said. I had a really good time with it at Gamescom. So, yeah, it's not just me being a bit weird. People are enjoying it.
It's just Isaac would know all the fighting stuff.
That's the thing, when I got there and he started talking about like parries, and it's like, oh shit. It's like, I don't know what you're saying. What does this button do?
I get about 2 paragraphs into it.
That's punch, brilliant. I'll do that. So it's just like him pulling off these like projectile moves, and I'm just like punch, 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 kick. It's like,
are you Parappa the Rapper?
Shh, they should never know.
That sounds a bit like Sucker Punch, but a little bit weirder.
Yeah, I mean, there's a trailer on it, of it on the site now, because I did a write-up of it. So, I mean, just go and have a look at it in action, and you can see it's actually quite weird, because the trailer is of Peacock, so you see some of her weirder moves. So, yeah, very good. Be keeping an eye out on it, and I think it will do well.
I hope cool. so. It'd be nice to see something different succeed in that field.
It is.
Because we get, I mean, obviously we get the Street Fighter release now every year, and Mortal Kombat's a well-established franchise, and even like the BlazBlue stuff is well-known, and it's everywhere, and they're into like their ninth game or something.
It was weird playing a fighting game with no generic angry man in it. It's all just these kind of... They're all quite cheerful-looking as well, apart from, like, I mean, one's got a demon attached to her head. But apart from that, she's quite cheerful.
As she do.
But it's strange not seeing, like... stereotypical big guy, small guy, fast, like, they're kind of all very different, and they play very differently as well, because some rely on charged moves, some are grapple based. It's done a good job. We'll see how that goes. It's not out for a couple of months, so we'll see, hopefully, some of the new characters soon as well, because I was only shown 4 of 8.
Thor?
4. I can say 4. And Thor.
Can you say Thor?
Who can't say Thor, honestly? It's not difficult. You just have to put a T and an H together.
Chris, if you're listening, that's you.
Fail.
Yeah. If he's listening.
Where is he anyway? What games are you going to see?
Need for Speed The Run. And genuinely, I don't know if he's going to appreciate me telling you this, he genuinely sent me an email this afternoon asking if it was okay for him to wear a Brink t-shirt to go and see an EA game.
He did say on Twitter that he'd ask you for fashion advice, so he's obviously okay with it being publicly known.
Yeah. No, he said, I'm going to see this thing, but it's an EA game. Am I all right wearing a Brink t-shirt?
You should go, no. They won't let you in.
No, no, you said yes, and then when he's actually out and can't do anything, say, actually, I've just heard back, don't do it. I hope it's not too late.
Anybody wearing t-shirts from opposing publishers will be excluded. When he's already on the train.
Good times.
No, I told him if they said anything, he should just tell them that if they sent us EA t-shirts, we'd wear them all the time.
Yeah.
But they never do.
And would you wear it?
Well, it depends what it was for.
If it was for Need for Speed, I wouldn't wear it.
I don't know, I'd wear pretty much anything. Just to get me out of this dress.
I was going to say, we've all seen the pictures.
It's so I've heard. Okay, Peter Rabbit.
I assume you mean me?
Yes. You have been playing Deus Ex... nope, that's the other thing. Deus Ex Human Revolution.
I have. Human Revolution.
Human Revolution, man. Tell us about it.
It's a game. It's right. Made by Square Enix.
Squeenix.
I've only played the first level, but all the reviews have said that it's pretty freaking awesome. So I'm quite excited about it. But I've just played through the first bit, which is all like tutorial stuff. The way the tutorials are done are really, really weird. But I'm just getting through all that bit, and I've just got my augmentations, my big robot arms. It's like first person, you can do it stealthy, you can actually make it through the whole game without killing anyone except for the 4 bosses.
That's a bit boring.
Yeah, that's what I thought. In the first, when you start, and after you've done, you do like a first level where you've, like normal, you've got proper human bits. And then you do all that and it teaches you like to walk through tutorials. But the tutorials, you walk into an area and it pops up in the top right hand corner. And says there is a tutorial available. And you have to hold down select. And then it shows you a little video for the tutorial. Which I thought was really weird. You know the way most games just say, go in here. Look, you can pick that up, press this button. Well, no, this has little videos. You've done all that, something happens and you end up nearly dead. And then they rescue you and they stick these arms on the side of you that are bionic, and you get bionic implants in your eyes and your legs and stuff, and your heart. And then you are being taken to your first sort of proper mission. And the guy in the helicopter says, we're going in here, there's going to be like terrorists in there. Do you want to go lethal or non-lethal? And I'm like, what the what are you asking? Of course I want to go lethal.
Yeah.
And he says, do you want a pistol or a revolver? Do you want a revolver or do you want an assault rifle? I was like, give me a fucking assault rifle. So then he sends you into this compound where they think that there might be like a dozen baddies. And he gives you 20 bullets. So, yeah, I'm playing it on... I think I actually chose because I heard that it was quite difficult in places. And I'm a bit of a wuss. I just want to work my way through the game as quickly as possible. So I chose the easiest difficulty setting. And I have still run out of ammunition like 3 times.
It's a bit shit.
Yeah.
I watched the developer walkthrough of it. That's the only thing I've seen so far.
It plays really well, actually. It seems like it's going to be quite good, but I'm not into any of the sort of mechanical bits yet. I've done some of the dialogue bits, but I haven't started leveling up at all. So,
have you not got like those mini samurai swords that he uses to kill people, or is that just for stealth kills?
Yeah, that's for stealth kills. Excuse me. If you sneak up on people, you can attack them sort of close range, and it goes into a little animation and shows you killing them close up. All stealthy-like, and I think he uses those blades on his forearms for that. But I don't even know if I've got those yet. I'm really early on in the game.
Have you got that annoying man talking to you yet?
There is an annoying man that has been talking to me.
The one that pops up in the corner? Like, if you go a certain route, he pops up and goes, may I ask you how?
Oh, he's like a slimy guy with long hair.
Yeah. Oh, he sounds like I'd want to kill him.
Yeah, his email address is Nuclear Snake.
He wishes.
Yeah, kind of weird. That's another thing. You can go through the game. There's like things to pick up, and there's ebooks to pick up and read, and newspapers to read, and you can log into loads of different computers and read the emails. So it's all full of that sort of collectible shit.
Collectible shit.
And I assume then that there are trophies and achievements for that crap as well. Who knows?
So how far through are you?
I have done the tutorial missions and I'm halfway through the first mission.
How long is the game?
I don't know. I've been told that... Well, I saw somebody earlier on making fun of somebody for rushing through it in 9 hours. And saying basically that they must have been playing it wrong to get through it that quickly.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a first-person shooter or you can do it stealthily. Like I say, you can go through it without actually killing anybody, only the bosses, but it's an RPG as well. It has loads of level up mechanics and stuff in it, and loads of different conversational bits and pieces and sort of backstory bits to collect and read, and it just sounds like it's going to be really quite complete. It's pretty cool. It's hard to imagine as well, because this is Square Enix developed it, and it's hard to imagine that this is made by the same people that made Mindjack earlier on this year, because that was an abomination. And yet
I've not seen or heard. I've really heard of it. I've never seen anything of it.
I was trying to swap my copy of Mindjack with Davs for Deus Ex. You just fucked that one up.
Yeah. Try and get him to commit to that before he listens back to this.
I'll get him after the podcast.
Yeah, no, Mindjack really wasn't very good. But Deus Ex seems like it's going to be very good.
Coolio. Nice. Who reviewed it for, do you say?
Tough Cub wrote the review.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Which means that I spent like 3 hours one afternoon editing the review.
He does listen to the podcast.
I love Tough Cup to bits, but Jesus Christ, that man cannot type a word without a letter going awry somewhere. Bless him. But yeah, it was a really good review he wrote of it. It was really cool. That's what made me buy the game.
Okay.
But there you go.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
That's what I'm here for.
Good, good.
I live to serve.
We've heard.
Good, my reputation precedes me.
It does. Hang on a minute.
Uh-oh.
Next is Daniel's son talking about something called El Shaddai. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know what that is.
I've just seen the best typo on M4G. For Captain America Super Shoulder. I've been trying not to laugh for the last 5 minutes. Oh, God.
Technically, he does have a super soldier. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I just imagine that's the worst game ever. Oh, a composure. Whew. Anyway, yes.
Tell us about El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
What is it?
It is, when you break it down, it is a third-person combat-based game.
Japanese?
Yeah. Quite obviously Japanese, if you see pictures of it. It is the nicest game I've ever seen, though, in terms of art style. It's extremely... The story is, it's based on the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Enoch.
Oh, well.
And you play as Enoch, and this is, you get sent by God, and he's not the nice, fluffy God in a cloud. He's the angry, pissed off God.
Oh, that's my favourite God.
You have to bring back
the vengeful God.
7 angels that were sent to Earth, that basically fell in love with humans and decided to stay there. Of course, the humans fell in love with the angels and started to worship the angels. This, obviously, basically God's jealous. So you...
Is this the game that has the Metatron?
Or yeah, essentially Metatron.
This is really weird, because I think El Shaddai is a Jewish... Is that what the Jews call God?
I have no idea.
And Metatron was an angel in Judaism, I think. I remember seeing that title somewhere and thinking, God, that's really weird. Why are they making crazy religious games?
That's the thing, that the main developer isn't actually religious at all. So obviously he's been trying to tread very carefully in terms of not offending anyone. But I mean, it's taken from the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's not exactly pulling things out of his arse.
And you thought talking about it on this podcast was a good idea?
It would have sold more if he'd pissed everyone off.
They want to get the marketing team.
It's actually really quite a good game. I played about halfway through, and the combat is not too bad. I still think it needs a target lock, so it's like a slower paced Devil May Cry, that kind of arena based. You enter an arena, it seals off, you kick the crap out of whatever's in there and move on, because you're fighting with, like, they're called heavenly weapons. Of course, when you attack an angel, these weapons sense that you are attacking something from heaven, and the weapon starts to degrade and corrupt. So every now and again, you have to purify the weapon, and if you try and do that in the middle of a fight, it leaves you open to being hit. So you're always conscious that your weapon is rapidly degrading. So the longer the fight goes on, the less damage you're doing. So you've got to kind of balance that. Randomly.
Oh, this entire podcast has just been filled with people talking about weird stuff.
Oh, I can't even tell you the weirdest part of this game, because it will ruin the level.
Why?
It's at random intervals, the game will switch from the 3D roaming beat 'em up to a 2D platformer, and just one of the levels was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like, it was like Mario on acid, and it's just, I did not expect to see it, and you're kind of wandering through this massive, like, sword of light, but in something that resembles a Mario game, and it's just like, it's too weird, too bloody weird for me, and I like weird shit.
Uh-oh, it's too weird for Dan.
Apparently that's not even the weirdest bit, so it's like, I don't see what you could possibly do in any other level that would outdo that, but I'm looking forward to finding out, actually. But yeah, very interesting. My big worry is, I don't know if it has enough depth to kind of to go the whole 7 or 8 hours. I'm not sure if the combat's good enough, because it's very kind of just punch, punch, kick again. Not Parappa the Rapper.
No, because that was kick punch.
But I just don't know. I mean, there doesn't seem to be much more beyond that. So, I mean, the art style will kind of keep you interested for so long.
It sounds like Jay's playing it as we speak.
No, he's smashing something downstairs. I don't know what he's smashing.
Ah.
Downstairs, considering all there is electrical stuff and computers.
You'll go down after the podcast and you've done $4,000 of damage.
Either that or he's completed them. <Yeah. laughs>
Oh.
And now he wants to be a Jew.
Or an angel.
Or an angel.
He's never going to be a bloody angel.
Or take acid.
He couldn't get any more hyperactive. It probably would have no effect on him. So he'd just be popping them like Smarties.
Good lad.
Yeah, it's
yes.
It's hard to recommend at the minute. I'd have to play the whole thing, and I think Al's been sent a review copy, so we will have a review out. But I mean, as it stands, it's an interesting concept, interesting story. Whether it will be interesting enough for the whole game, I don't know.
Has it been out for a while in America or Japan or something?
It is out in... Definitely out in Japan. Must be out in America because I've seen reviews.
But I've seen reviews or seen people talking about reviews being done, but it was a while ago.
Getting it to about mid-September, so...
Ah.
We haven't got a review copy yet. Or we've not reviewed it yet.
I like the thought of the Dead Sea Scrolls being incorporated, though.
It's interesting because obviously we've all been fed what God is, but this kind of throws that away and is like, he is basically full of jealousy, angry, and if we, you know, if Enoch doesn't succeed in his task, he is sending down a flood to wipe out the earth. That's his kind of plan B.
Oh, Old Testament God was such a badass. They should have kept that one.
That's my picture of God. In the Ten Commandments, you can't have any more idols. Alright, yeah. Go for yourself.
Yeah, but then a few hundred years later, he said, except for this one, but that's only because he's my son.
Nepotism.
Yep. It's the way it works.
It is. Religion sucks. Next.
Next is you. I've got
next
a list.
Next is me. Oh, next is also a shop. I watched...
It's a shop that my wife spends far too much money in.
Come on, Peter.
Spent half my adult life sitting outside Next waiting for her to try shit on. And then she brings it home, tries it on again, and takes it back the next fucking day. Not that Peter, I'm bitter or anything. Right.
Okay, we're here, man. Just let it all out.
I'm sorry, is this not group therapy? I'm in the wrong room.
You need to Next. There's probably just a bunch of blokes waiting outside, all despairing.
Yeah, Next does have, like, the mail pen, where the mails go, so they like, kind of get herded up and wait.
Yeah, it's like a quest.
Just kind of sitting there, looking at...
Chuck a Tonka truck in there, they'll be fine.
They should do that in women's clothes shops, around the area where the changing rooms are, instead of putting all the women's underwear, so you sit around looking like a fucking pervert while you're waiting getting changed. They should put, like, scale extricts or pool table or something. Mm. I'd wait there all day if they did that. I'd be like, no, you go ahead. You go and have a look in River Island. I'll stay here.
Yes.
That was an interesting deviation.
Yes.
Do you know who doesn't shop in Next?
Alice. She's also not in Paul, which I got round to watching. It's all right. It's not amazingly hilarious, like everyone leads you to believe. Everyone just assumes that Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are like the most hilarious people on screen.
That's the thing, I've never found their films. I've enjoyed their films, I think they're very good, but I've never found them like laugh out loud hilarious. Enjoyable, and there were a few moments in like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, but I don't know.
I think Shaun of the Dead is massively overrated. Like, it is a good film, and I did enjoy it, but everyone just seems to jump on it like it's gold.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel about their films, too. I think they're really good and they're really funny, but they're not they're not really laugh out loud funny. They're kind of a constant state of quite amusing all the way through.
Yeah. And Hot Fuzz, I preferred Hot Fuzz to Shaun of the Dead because it was a bit funnier.
You just like men in uniforms.
Yes. There is that. And on horseback.
And horses in uniforms.
Yeah, I didn't find Paul amazingly funny. It was amusing. And there were a couple of, like Your Highness, there were a couple of points that were funny. But other than that, it's Seth Rogen. I think Seth Rogen was the best thing about it, actually. Seth Rogen as the alien. If it weren't for him, I think it would have been very boring. The other problem with it is it's obviously an American movie utilising English leads, and they just make loads of jokes about the differences between America and England, which mm-hmm. is not funny anymore. But yeah, no, it's enjoyable enough to watch. It's just not as funny as people had made it out to be. So that's my opinion of Paul.
Is it worth a rent? Because I was going to rent it.
Yeah, yeah, it is worth a rent. And like I said, it is enjoyable. And there's one particular, like, after they get the alien, they then meet up with a girl who goes on this journey with them. And this, the one bit that made me laugh was, like, her dad's chasing them, as well as the FBI, and Secret Service and people like that. And then he gets injured, so she, like, runs down this road really fast, you know, like, dramatic. She's going, Papa, Papa, making sure he's not her. And he stands up and she goes, oh, it's fine, he's all right. And she just runs back the other direction. And that really made me chuckle. Like, I was proper chuckling to myself about that. But it's only like a couple of little things like that will make you actually laugh out loud. The rest will just make you have a little quiet giggle.
Yeah, it's like, I watched this myself a few weeks ago. It's like we were saying about Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, it's kind of quite funny all the way through. But it never has any real sort of belly laugh moments.
No. Which is a shame, because I think it actually did have scope to be a really funny sort of slapstick almost comedy.
Yeah, I thought the funniest thing in it was the, like, Seth Rogen voices the alien in it, Paul. Mm. But I thought the funniest thing was just how filthy his mouth was.
Yeah. And he's trying to teach that girl how to swear.
Yeah.
Just
because you don't expect it.
No. And there's a lot of references to Spielberg, which got a bit tiresome. And it felt a bit like, oh, we'll try and reference popular things in order to be popular. And the other character that I really liked was the FBI, not Bateman, the tall, skinny one of the two inept FBI agents.
Yeah.
The one that went a bit mental towards the end. He's funny. But yeah, other than that, it's an enjoyable watch. It's not as good as everyone makes it out to be, though. So yeah, that is Paul.
That is Paul. Worth a rent.
Das ist Paul. So yeah, worth a rent. So you can do that, Daniel.
Thank you.
I'll give you permission. Next is Peter and the Wolf. He has been reading.
Reading?
Is yeah. it reading? Reading yeah. Deus Ex Machina.
No.
Which is not Machina.
No.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
I thought there was a Deus involved.
There's no Deus involved in this one.
In which case, scrub that. He's been reading Ex Machina.
Yeah, I've been reading this for months. Well, I haven't. I've read the first few months ago, and then I bought the rest, so I've had the whole series sitting here, but I only read up to, like, book 5. And I just left the rest because I thought, it's really, really good, but it's the sort of thing that I've got halfway through and thought, if I keep reading these, I'm going to run out of them. So I stopped reading to save them and then realised that I actually just wasn't reading them there. So I started reading them again this week and got through another couple of books of it. But yeah, I really like that book. It's a whole series written by Brian K. Vaughan, who also wrote Why the Last Man. I think Ex Machina was slightly before then. So I think he started writing that a little bit before Why the Last Man. But it's the same guy that writes the Runaways series as well. Which is like teen superhero stuff.
I was looking at both of them in the shop yesterday. Why the Last Man and the Runaways. Just like
Oh, why The Last Man?
I was going to get it, but it's like,
yeah, buy it.
That's a lot of money to spend. I can't just buy one a month because I'm shit at that.
How much were you looking at?
What was it, 9, 10 volumes?
Yeah, 10 books.
Did it like 10 or each or something?
What? Buy them off Amazon, really? £4. I got first three volumes for £4.50 each. So it is expensive when you have to buy 10, so I've got another 7 to buy, but yeah, you'll have to buy them in stages. The trouble is, I thought I'd buy them in stages because I'd read them in stages, but I ended up reading all three volumes in one night.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got finally caught up with volumes 7 and 8 of The Boys as well, so I've got them to read, and I'll probably get through them in an evening. Just can't pace myself.
I've got 100 Bullets to read. Has anyone read that?
No.
No.
What is that?
It's a comic.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
I've got that to read, so I'll read some of them and then let you know. What's Ex Machina about again?
Ex Machina is about a man who is a... what do you call that? Engineer. Like a structural engineer.
Right.
In Manhattan. And he gets called to the base of the Brooklyn Bridge. Somebody that's one like the boat police, or somebody says that there's something weird.
The Coast Guard?
Yeah. <that'll do>. No, I think it's actually the police. I think it's like a police boat from New York.
Oh, right, okay.
They take him out to look at this thing because there's something weird happening in one of the supports from the Brooklyn Bridge, and when he gets there, it's glowing and it blows up right in his face. But when it blows up in his face, it gives him the power to talk to machines. Which he then uses to become a kind of superhero called the Great Machine, because he has like a Russian friend that lives down by the docks, and he builds him a jetpack that he can talk to and makes him fly. And then like if somebody's going to shoot a gun at him, he can talk to the gun and tell it to jam. So then he does all that, and then the World Trade Towers...
Is the gun technically a machine?
Well, yeah, I think the classification is that it has to have moving parts or be electrical.
Right.
So he's being a superhero, and then the World Trade Tower thing happens, and I think he manages to save one of the towers. I think he only saves one of the towers. I can't remember because it was months ago that I read that book. And after that, then he's like a hero in New York, and then he decides to run for mayor, and he gets elected as mayor of New York immediately after the World Trade Towers. So then it's the stories about him being the mayor of New York, and he sort of gives up on the superhero life to do this, and he has to promise that he won't use his powers while he's being the mayor. But obviously he does now and again. But yeah, it's really good. It's the style of comic that I like. It's sort of, it's set in the real world, but then it has this one thing that's kind of weird, and everything plays off that. So yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. And like I say, I think I've just finished book 6. So I should probably finish that this week, really.
Cool, cool.
But yeah, it's really, really good. Not as good as Why the Last Man, but not very much is as good as Why the Last Man.
I love Why the Last Man. Did you like, just out of interest, did you like Limitless and Your Highness? Because you said you'd watch them.
Yeah, I didn't like Limitless very much.
Oh.
I thought it was a bit, I don't know, a bit sort of cheesy. A bit predictable.
Fair enough.
And it kind of just ends.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to wrap much up.
Like
it just
ending,
sort of ended, and then you were like, well, hold on. He's a criminal. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes drugs. He's a criminal.
Yeah.
It's about drugs. Criminals.
Yeah. Although I did like the idea of those drugs. I kind of thought, well, yeah, if that was available, I'd probably drop one.
Yeah, I'd drop one a day. I'd be on it like a car bonnet.
And Your Highness, I thought, was... yeah, it was really funny in places. In places, it was really stupid. But I was distracted for the last half hour of the film by the man having a massive monitor cock hanging around his neck. Every time he came up on the screen with this huge floppy cock draped around his neck, I just couldn't help but laugh, but also feel slightly uncomfortable.
I watched it again last night, and it wasn't nowhere near as funny as the second time around.
No. I think the best bit of the whole thing was when the villain jumps across the thing and announces what he's doing.
Jumping!
Oh, that was brilliant.
Cool. I just wondered how you got on with him, that was all. Okay, so it is now competition time.
Competition time? Quiz time.
Quiz time.
We've done the competition.
Yes, all right.
Chris never makes those rookie mistakes.
We're lucky if Chris can take quiz. This week is... Oh, hang on, sorry. Yep. This week is an easy one.
Good.
It's an easy one. So it's 1 to 10.
I'm writing on paper and I'm using my new mini pen.
Oh, not your testicular cancer pen.
No, not my testicular cancer pen. Mm. I bought mini pens. They're about half the size of real pens.
Are they the ones you get in banks?
Oh, no, they're like proper
pen
pens.
Pen shops.
Look, they're like...
I can't look.
Well, no. Obviously, but listen. See? Clicky pen.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like clicking.
And it's got a little... And it's got a little clip on it so that I can hang it on my pocket or something.
Sounds like you abducted a dolphin.
Shh.
Yes. Okay.
They don't fit in the sink, you know. I have to keep nipping in and changing ends.
Aww. I feel sorry for the imaginary dolphins you keep.
Okay, just as long as every
end. Yeah, you should do.
That is true, Daniel. I like your thinking. Yes, okay, these are TV themes. Themes to TV series. So yeah, 1 to 10, and we'll kick it off with...
Waiting!
By the way, Daniel, if any of your answers are step up, you will lose automatically.
Let me just...
I'm quite confident going into this. I'm quite confident going into this because I know that every time Dan plays in the quiz, he just fucks about and doesn't bother answering them.
Question two. Question three. Woke the snow and got yourself in. Mama always said you'd be the chosen one. She said, one in a million, you got to burn the shine. Question four. Question five. Where are we? Question six. Question seven. Go. through question 8.
Yep.
Fucking even great. I'm not going to fuck about with that one.
Some things are sacred.
Question 9. And question 10. Okay. How many do you think you've got?
Yep.
Fuck's sake.
Pretty sure about 8 of them, and 2 of them are just vague guesses based on what I know you love.
Not just what I love.
Well, we'll see.
We will see. Okay,
that
number 1.
That is X-Men the Animated Series?
No, it's not.
Oh, that was fringe.
It was fringe. No, it wasn't then. 2.
That's Dexter.
Okay, 2. This is one of the ones that I just took a guess at based on your own personal love for this particular subject. Is number 2 Step Up?
Number 2 is Dexter. Well done, Dan. Number 3...
That's the bit from The Simpsons where Fat Tony goes to hustle Homer for some money. Yeah. It bloody well is. I'll find a YouTube clip.
Yeah, but that's not a TV theme, is it, you prick?
Yes, it is. It was a theme in the TV.
Yeah, but it's not from The Simpsons.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. Shut up.
It is.
What did you get, Peter?
Also heard at the beginning of The Sopranos.
It is The Sopranos.
Bullshit. Communists.
Next time Dan's on, I'm not even going to bother doing a quiz.
You should just do a quiz where the answer to every question is the same.
Yeah. Question 3 or 4.
Is that True Blood?
Yes.
It is True Blood.
Best thing about that TV show is the theme tune.
Yeah, the theme. An hour and an hour. Question 5.
That is Clarissa Explains It.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
No.
Is it not?
6 Feet Under.
Oh. Yeah, I don't watch either of those shows, obviously.
Brilliant. Question 6.
Question 6. Is that the bit in The Sopranos where Tony goes to school and AJ's writing on the blackboard?
Yes, it is.
It was The Simpsons, of course.
It was The Simpsons.
It was.
You don't get that, Dan. Question 7.
That was Jace and the Wheeled Warriors?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I remember that, vaguely. It was that based on Jason and the Argonauts? Cartoon?
Yeah, well, kind of, but in a more kind of futuristic setting. Yeah.
Oh, I remember
Peter,
that.
Peter, do you know 7?
Yeah, it was Mad Men.
It was Mad Men.
Which is also an awesome theme tune. Not as awesome as the next one, like number 8.
Number 8.
The most awesome of all theme tunes.
It was.
It was Airwolf.
It was Airwolf. Dan?
Yes.
Good.
Everyone, no one in the world can get that right.
Yeah, if you're listening to this now and you didn't know the answer to number 8, then immediately go and find the entire series of Airwolf and watch them back to back. Don't sleep until you've seen them all.
Or watch the theme tune. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, but watch it enough times that you've seen every episode's theme tune.
Number 9.
Bottom.
It was bottom.
I guess number 9, based on your own personal love for this, I think number 9 was possibly Step Up 2.
It was bottom. Well done, Dan. You're both on the verge of being disqualified. So this whole exercise has been pointless. And number 10.
That is a documentary where it is clinically proven that Donnie Darko is a big pile of monkey semen.
Yeah. Or... I think they come to that conclusion at the very end of The Wire.
The monkey certainly came on that conclusion.
Oh, dear. That's what the secret, the hidden season 6 of The Wire is all about. They investigate how Donnie Darko ever got made.
Why the hell people actually rate it? Jesus Christ. I've watched some crap, but I had to turn the bloody thing off.
Okay, question time.
It was season 4 as well, by the way.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, it was season 4 of The Wire.
You could say all you want. No, Dan comes on, all of a sudden you're a meanie.
Well, see, usually I'm just trying to be nice because you're being really mean to Chris.
I'm not normally mean to Chris. Realistic to Chris.
Lowering his expectations of the world. Preparing him for the mean streets. The Wire.
I don't know who won. I lost count. Doesn't matter because you both lose.
Yeah, Dan wins, I think.
No.
Yeah, he got more. Peter wins. He got more 1980s kids TV shows than me.
Peter wins. Done. Okay, it's question time. I have only got access to Twitter questions. Is there a forum for questions?
Yeah, but there wasn't many questions asked, but there's a couple.
Do you remember the ones that were asked?
Okay, do you want me to do the forum ones first?
Yeah.
Okay. From Solid Steven, who set up the forum thread, what do you think of dancing games? And will Chris be dancing at Eurogamer? I think they're shit, and they make me feel physically ill. And yes, Chris will be dancing at Eurogamer.
Yeah, I don't...
I quite like them. No, I quite like Dance Central. I don't like the ones for the Wii or PS3 where you have to dance around with bloody glowing sticks in your hand. But yeah, I quite like Dance Central, which is weird because I'm built like a bit of a hippo.
Excuse me, Mr. Lee. Dancing around with glowing sticks in my hands was my entire teenage years.
Yeah, that was a stupid idea, to be honest, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With your smiley face t-shirt.
Yeah. Plus, settling down for an evening of Dance Central and popping a few pills is frowned upon. I don't know why.
Probably also counterproductive.
Yeah. Although an evening of Dance Central makes me want to pop a whole load of pills. I don't like dancing games.
You for Christmas.
Oh, God. It's one of those things that just I do not get along with. It makes me want to cringe. So there you go. But yes, we will definitely be getting Chris to dance at Eurogamer in front of as many people as we can.
So that was the best thing about last year. It took me a while to convince him.
Oh no, this year we have a plan. Yeah. He's definitely doing it.
Excellent.
Any more?
Oh, yeah, okay. Do we want more from Stephen? There is more of Stephen? No, we'll
you
move
want
on.
More of Stephen?
There's always more of Stephen.
Jesus Christ. That's quite disturbing. Why do you think that everyone wants... This is from Mad Junk Boy. Jesus, reading these forum questions is... It's enough to make you want to switch the internet off. Why do you think that everyone wants a civil partnership with Peter? I don't think anybody does.
I wasn't aware I was. I did. I do now, if everyone else wants one.
You just don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
Okay, and his next question is, what are your thoughts on having a gigantic TSA meet? Apparently I would be the star attraction of that, where I would basically just lie down and be abused by the entire room.
And then get arrested.
Didn't they do that in London a couple of weeks ago? A big TSA meet. Was that the riots?
I'm pretty sure I saw Bunny my mic somewhere.
Probably. With a TV under each arm and a new pair of trainers.
Eurogamer, do they mean?
I don't know. Possibly.
Or in a field somewhere.
Yeah, we'll just have an illegal rave for TSAers. We'll all bring our move sticks and dance about with the glowing balls.
There was an illegal rave in Portsmouth the other week.
Really?
Hmm. Over Bearfields Bridge.
Oh.
Down by the railway.
Classy.
Was it as shit as it sounds?
I don't know. I didn't go. Probably.
It does sound quite shit.
What, near a whale rave? Whaleway? No, a whale way.
Lewis is the new Chris.
I can say my THs. Apparently I can't say WH.
I think that's it for forum questions. Quite frankly, we're just a little bit disturbing.
Mm.
Big Al 1992 asks, is anyone there? That's it. That's no. The entirety of his message. That's his question to the TSA podcast. Is anyone there?
It's good that he took the time to write that.
Yeah.
It's not a very good question. I will say that.
Well, it depends on the situation. I think in this situation, it's not a very good question.
No.
I think maybe if he was locked in a cupboard under the stairs, that might be a good question to be shouting.
Hmm.
Perhaps we just need to lock him in a cupboard under the stairs.
Perhaps he was locked under a cupboard when he was typing, and that was his only mode of communication.
Oh, shit. Now I feel like we should try and contact his loved ones.
They're the ones that put him under the stairs.
I know. We should contact them and congratulate them.
We could just ask Lewis to let him out.
You could. You won't get much joy. I'm trying to beat Fritzl's record.
By impregnating Big Al.
Yes.
Aww. How's it going to come out?
I have not thought that far ahead. I may have to perform some sort of makeshift caesarean.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
On his cock so that it's big enough for it to come out that way.
I say just treat it like poison, just suck it out.
Good times. Twitter questions. We have received questions via Twitter. The first one is from Samiro05, who says...
Who is definitely male.
He is male. He said so in the podcast thread. Competition. Oh, fuck it. He asked, which house would you belong to in a Game of Thrones? Arryn, Baratheon, Lannister, Stark, Targaryen, or Tully?
I would be Targaryen because I like to play with my dragon.
Are they the dragon people?
Yeah.
I'd be Targaryen. They're quite mean.
Yeah, they're the dragon people that fuck their sisters.
Yeah, and then just kill anyone that looks at them funny.
And then go mental.
Yeah, Targaryen, definitely. Either that or Lannister. No, Stark.
The Targaryens are like the baddies of the whole thing.
No, that's Lannister.
But the Targaryens are the ones that were kicked out.
Sleep with sisters.
No, they're not. Well, yes, they are. No. Oh.
They're the ones that push the boy out of the tower.
For fuck's sake. Yes, in the TV show.
Yeah.
That's what they do. The Jaime and Cersei sleep with each other. But in the history of the books and the TV show, the Targaryens married their sisters, and that's how they stayed to be the royal family for so long.
So who are the people that wear no tops?
That's the Dothraki.
Ah, that's who I want to be. He hasn't put them included.
Oh, they're the savages.
Yeah, I want to be a barbarian.
But the girl that's
with
them...
Who are Targaryen?
The girl that's with them is a Targaryen. They're the ones that were exiled.
Yes, no, I don't like them. I like her. I don't like her. Her brother was a bit of a wuss.
Yeah, her brother was a tool.
No, I want to be a... Whatever that Peter just said.
Dothraki.
Dothraki, that's the one. It's not really a house, is it?
Not really. They're tribal. I quite like the Starks.
Yeah.
Although, bad things happen to the Starks, don't they?
Yeah.
So maybe not. I don't know.
Undecided.
I'd like to be one of the dragons.
Yes.
Because then I get to hang around with that hot chick all the time, breathing fire and sharpening my claws.
But she would be your mother, so you wouldn't really see her as a hot chick.
Hmm, true.
Got to think about these things.
Can I be her horse?
You can. Without a saddle. Jambo GD says, which of my cats do you prefer? and there is a picture of a dark cat that looks like a Persian.
Somebody on Twitter asking us to look at their pussy.
There's a, yes, and there's pictures and everything. Or there's a white and ginger cat. I'd have to go for the Persian cat, because I had a Persian cat once called Dexter. And he used to get matted fur to the point where we'd have to shave him, and then he'd look like a poodle.
I think they taste better too.
Yes, they do. Have you all seen the picture?
I have just got the picture. That looks like a very posh conservatory.
He's not asking us to rate his conservatory. Stop getting sidetracked.
I used to work in estate agents. I could probably value his house. I like the little ginger one. Because I used to have a cat that looked similar to that. She was called Rosie. Named after Axl Rose.
That's a bit weird.
We had a brother as well that we called Slash.
Slash is cool. Axl Rose is a bit of a cunt. Daniel, which cat did you prefer? The people need to know these things. In your own time.
He has to taste them both.
It's not a difficult question.
It is. I will go with the cat.
Cabo Castro asks, Val Kilmer is a good actor, but he's in crap films and the fat look suits him. Discuss. I wouldn't say he's a brilliant actor. He's good in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and I don't care if he's fat or skinny, as long as he does a good job.
I liked, this is really shit, but I quite liked at the time Val Kilmer when he was in Batman yeah, Forever. I have since watched that movie again and it is shit, so I will take that back. And he was all right in Heat.
Yes, good in Top Gun.
Yes.
And he was very good in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I haven't seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I don't think.
You need to watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Maybe I'll make
by
that.
By the bloke who wrote Lethal Weapon.
Oh, sold.
It's also directed by him, and it's brilliant.
Okay.
And Robert Downey Jr. is at his best in it as well.
Okay. That's my project for this week.
And it's got a brilliant Saul Bass-esque title sequence.
But Val Kilmer, fat Val Kilmer, was also in that Bad Lieutenant movie, which was fucking terrible.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was, yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know, I only saw the first 20 minutes, and I turned it off.
That's right.
Hobo Castro also asks, anyone else know why publishers persist with DVD and BD double play? If I wanted DVD, I'd buy one. Yes, because if you buy a Blu-ray and it's got a DVD in it, it means you can take it around your mate's house, because 90% of my mates don't have Blu-ray players of any kind.
Or watch it in the bedroom.
Exactly. So I think it's a good thing.
Or on your laptop.
Yes. Daniel, are you there?
Yes.
Or are you just indifferent to all these questions?
Yes. Apathetic.
Well, Val Kilmer's no Will Smith, that's for sure.
You've angered Peter now as well.
Oh, I don't like Will Smith.
So I think they should make a new Star Wars miniseries with Will Smith as one of the Master Jedis.
As Jar Jar Binks.
And they should do the theme tune as well.
Yeah.
A remix of the classic and, you know, a bit of Will Smith attitude.
The Wild Wild West, Jim West.
Yeah.
Wickety Wickety Wild.
Exactly.
Wild. That's what it'd be like.
Wiki 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 W Warwick. He's a Wiki Wiki wanker, Will Smith.
DC Star says, CGI Yoda added to Star Wars Blu-ray, but as it's episode 1 anyway, who cares? Although it does show Lucas can't stop tweaking.
For fuck's sake, Lucas, leave it alone.
I don't think he will.
I know it's only a Phantom Menace, but Jesus Christ, it's like a scabby won't stop picking. Knobhead.
Exactly. CC Star also says, touchpad.
Okay, I'm touching.
Cool. CC Star.
No, mine's been dispatched today.
Yeah, mine was dispatched today.
Oh, you both bought one?
Yeah.
Bought two. One for me, one for the missus.
Yeah, I bought one basically because they were going cheap and I had a credit card.
Does that not mean there'll be no support for it, though?
Probably not. They're trying to port Android to it, which would be nice. But just in the... Well, I bought one really because my mum wants one. Well, she doesn't really want one. She wants a Kindle. But then I explained to her that Kindles couldn't display iPlayer. Because what she really wants is an iPad. But she wants an iPad to read books on. So then she went, well, I could get a Kindle. That was the same thing. I was like, well, no, not really. So then I had to explain to her the differences between a Kindle and an iPad. So, yeah, I bought one of these because they're really cheap and I'm going to see if my mum wants it. We'll see. Who knows?
Who knows? Colossal Blue from CC Star. Superman losing his red pants. Also, comic book The Damned made into series.
Okay.
There are...
Are these questions or just...
I don't know.
...being shouted at?
There are two links, which are taking their time to load up. Do you know the comic book The Damned?
I don't. I'm just trying to look it up.
That has been developed into a TV series with Showtime, who make Dexter and The Borgias, so that should be good. And this time the story comes from David Hayter's limited released comic The Damned. Is that David Hayter as in the man that voices Solid Snake?
Yes, it would be him. Who is also an actor. I think I may have heard of this, actually, but I don't know anything about it.
Oh, and there's also a post in there that says that Showtime are also planning a series of 100 Bullets, which I was just talking about.
Well, there you go.
So, hey-ho.
David Hayter wrote... Oh, he wrote a big film. Oh, fuck. Was it The X-Men he wrote? And Watchmen. He wrote the screenplay.
David Hayter is no stranger to writing comic-based projects for the big screen adaptations, as he helped pen the screenplays for the first two X-Men films, as well as Watchmen.
There you go.
Wow, he is talented.
Yep. As well as noting that war has changed.
Yes.
You mean Metal Gear.
that was actually a really good impression.
Thanks.
Surprised for you.
Do it again.
You mean Metal Gear.
Not as good that time.
That's Monkey. Do it again.
You be
dance for me.
A hind.
The other bit I can do is out of Metal Gear Solid 2, the announcer on the ship, where he goes, Verrazano Bridge, checkpoint passed. I like doing that as well. I just do that in my spare time.
Okay.
Go down the street.
Oh, memorise quotes from ship games.
Is that what passes for street entertainment in Portsmouth?
Yes. There we go.
Let's get the worst franchise we can find and memorise crap from it.
It's Japanese. You should love it. Question from Davs, DJ H Second Nature. What are your plans for EGX? Are you participating in Extra Life this year?
I'm not participating in Extra Life this year because I don't really have any time. Although I will probably make a donation to somebody I know quite well that is participating in Extra Life. If I manage to find some money before then. Yeah, Extra Life is a 24-hour thing, and Jesus, I don't have time to do that, unfortunately. Although it's a good cause, so if anybody does have time, you should look into it.
And I believe that you've stated before that your plans for EGX are to get drunk?
Yeah, I'm going to go and play some games and talk to some people and drink and get up to shenanigans.
I'll be having a baby.
You'll be having a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah.
Is your missus actually pregnant?
Yeah, either that or she's really fat. I've not got the courage to ask.
I didn't know if this was one of your weird outbursts or if it was true.
No, true.
What are you having, a boy or a girl?
Boy. More evil spawn to take over the world.
That's what we need.
Do you know it's a boy? Did they tell you?
We asked. You can find out. You get the choice. Although, pretty much when we got the scan, the baby was there with his legs open, and you could pretty much see everything. That's a typical Lee.
Takes after his dad.
Eat male. Just lying back with his legs open.
Funnily enough, that's what you were doing in the scan room. That's Look, it looks exactly the same. A little bit bigger than mine, but... Jambo GT asks the different ways one could kill Spoof Barnabas.
Oh, we haven't got that long.
Yeah, and that I don't know if that's a question. I don't understand these people anymore.
It doesn't even have a question mark.
No. We'll scratch over that because it doesn't have a question mark. Next, CC Star again. Fucking hell, Chris. shaky cam shots of The Dark Knight Rises. Does it spoil a movie?
I don't even think that Chris listens to the podcast.
No, I don't. I think he does. I'm not going to watch it. And his last question is...
Well, that's an interesting question, though.
What?
All the shaky camera footage coming out from The Dark Knight Rises, set videos and all that shit. Does it spoil the movie? But then you see all that shit coming out for games, and it builds hype for the games. Why does it do that? Why is it different for games and movies?
I think it does build hype. It's just down to whether or not you want to watch it.
Yeah. Do you know anybody that doesn't watch game stuff like that?
I don't.
No. Okay, fair enough. I just thought it was an interesting question. Apparently I'm wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. Just answer it if you think it's an interesting question.
Well, I don't know the answer. That's what makes it interesting. If somebody asks you a question and then you can go, yeah, then it's not very interesting, is it?
His last question, it's funny enough, is just what is it with Austrians and incest? So let's click the link. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
New incest case with Fritzl Echo shocks Austrians. Police in Austria have arrested...
It would probably shock Australians as well, to be honest.
Yes, yeah. abusing his two daughters for over 40 years.
Mm. Holy shit.
It's not very nice.
No. Some old Austrian bloke apparently been abusing kids. His own kids. Since they
his
were 12 and 4.
40 years.
Mental.
Yeah, let's not look at that.
No.
That's it. Done.
Well, that was relatively painless.
Yeah. Any more questions? I can't see any more.
No, I haven't got any more. And we don't have the email questions because Chris isn't here. And we don't have the answer to Chris's comic quiz because Chris isn't here.
Yes.
Quite shit, really. We'll put that all off. We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
When Chris will be here.
I did quickly. I did get, I think, something on email. Let me just check. Can you give a shout? This is from Andrew Farrington, who is Fazlax. Can you give a shout out to my mate Jason Jones, who has just started listening after much persuasion from me? Long may the past podcast quotes continue.
Hurrah!
No.
Don't listen to Daniel. Daniel's a cunt. Hello, Jason Jones.
Jason Jones.
Yep.
That's a fine name. For a fine gentleman.
And then we've got another question from Danny Ken.
I didn't know who the fuck that was that sent in the question, though. Never heard that name in my life.
Fazalex.
Nah, not a clue.
He's entered the competition a lot. I've seen his name on TSA.
Well, he's obviously never won.
He has won.
I'd remember that name if he'd won.
Well, you obviously didn't because he did win.
Oh, well.
Perhaps Lewis is pronouncing it correctly, whereas Chris normally says it.
That could be it. Can you say it in Chris's voice? No, don't say it in Chris's voice. We'll upset Chris.
Do it.
Fizzilix.
What the hell?
Fizzilix.
Is that Chris's true voice?
Hello, I'm Chris Lipscomb. I come from Brighton. I'm a hippie. I can't say four, and I can't say four, and I can't say penguin.
That's how I hear him every week. I love you, Chris.
In your dreams.
Yes.
Hello, Lewis.
I am only joking, by the way. I do know who that person is.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
It's too late to back up that
one. Is it now that I've said it in Chris's voice?
As soon as you said it in Chris's voice, knew exactly who you were talking about.
Good, good. Then we've got another question from Danny Ken, who says, thanks for setting another blah, 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 blah. Is there any film, game, or comic book which you have thought is really crap but the rest of the world seem to love? I think we've answered that a couple of times, haven't we?
I can't remember
what that is crap but the rest of the world seem to love. Titanic.
Oh, Titanic was shit.
Star Wars.
Oh, shut up.
Star Wars Half-Life. Empire Strikes Back. Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Cock.
I asked this because I went to see a film called Source Code a few months ago and thought it was really awful on just about every level. It basically ripped off... Oh, fuck off, did it?
Basically ripped off what? It
basically ripped off Groundhog Day and Speed. Without much originality.
That's not the best source material, really, is it?
I'm sorry, Danny Ken, but Source Code was brilliant. You are wrong. You are one of the few that don't like it. Get out. No, thank you for your question.
So, yeah, there you go. We disagree with you, so get out.
Yes.
I haven't seen the source code yet, but I plan on watching it soon.
Oh, I did get an email who entered the competition from somebody who said, pronounce my name wrong and I'll drop a deuce on your windowsill after taking 4 tablets of government standard laxatives.
Ah, I've taken hardcore prescription laxatives. Not a pleasant experience.
Just take an enema.
Yeah, you don't drop anything. It just streaks out of you.
No, you take a piss out your arse.
Basically. Pretty much, that's exactly what it is.
His name
it's
is...
the most unpleasant experience I've ever had to go through. You get these two things
you see
of
stuff
powder.
You've not seen for about 10 years. Yeah. I haven't had chicken for years.
When was the last time I was playing with Lego?
You get when you were 16.
Yeah, you get these two powder things that you have to take, and you have to take them like 6 hours apart. And I took the first one and was like, oh shit, here we go, I'm going to have to sit on the toilet now. Nothing happened. I took the set, I was like, right, well, that wasn't as bad as they told me it was going to be. Took the second one and was like, oh yeah, this is just going to be the same story. About 5 minutes after I took the second one, spent the next 4 hours on the toilet. With just everything that had ever gone through my mouth leaving my arse.
Nice.
Yeah, very unpleasant.
Yeah, so the man that threatened to shit on my window is Renas Omar, or Renas Omar, or Renas Omar.
Rene Omar.
There you go. And then the last one is from Amma Al Naimi, who, by the way, says, thanks, Lewis, that you pronounced my name correctly. Booyah. He
impressive.
Says,
that's probably the only thing that's ever been pronounced correctly on this podcast.
And it's probably one of the most difficult things to pronounce.
Yeah.
He says, I know that it's been a few weeks since Gamescom, but as I was there, I totally loved it and wanted to share my thoughts with you guys. Consider myself a PS fanboy, but I guess I'm actually a gaming fanboy because I love playing with my 3DS, DSi, Wii, and iOS, so it was really great to enjoy all those games during the show, regardless of what system they were on. Vita was my highlight, great-looking device, loved the touchpad. I was expecting something like the laptop pad and just saw this glassy, glossy, sexy thing. Uncharted and Resistance look and play fantastic. Enough about Vita, I played some 3DS as well. Mario Land, Mario Kart, Luigi's Mansion looked great and played great. Not really sure about Kid Icarus, though. Horrible controls and not so great-looking. The sleeper of the show for me was Sonic Generations, especially the 3DS version. That game looked really, really good, and it plays like the great classic Sonic games. Keep an eye on that, guys. This week you have Hector 2 on the iOS. Do not miss this game. Sorry for the long email. Keep up the good work, guys.
I thought Gamescom was bloody boring.
I didn't take any notice of it.
You wouldn't have missed that much.
No, it was. There wasn't a lot of news from it, was there? It was just like, here's a shit ton of trailers for stuff that we announced at E3. And that was about it, yeah. Really. But I imagine it was exciting if you were there.
I wasn't impressed with Microsoft stuff. I thought Sony stuff was bloody boring, although people were going mad over it.
I wasn't impressed by your face.
So, you don't have to look at my face because I'm down there. As long as the top of my head is nice and shiny for you.
This is true. You have got a bit of a bald patch going on there.
Did you keep rubbing your thumb on it?
I know. But now it's like a target. So that is it. That is us. Podcast 33 in the bag.
Quite interesting that Sonic Generations looks good on the 3DS.
So now you're going to start answering the questions.
Well, it wasn't really a question. It was more an observation. But I think it was quite an interesting observation. I'm just saying, I haven't seen any 3DS footage of it. I haven't heard anything about it other than the demo that I tried playing on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 that made me motion sick. So it's quite interesting to hear that it's kind of looking quite good on the 3DS.
Is it? Is it interesting?
It's interesting to me. I've got a 3DS. I like Sonic.
Cool.
That's all.
Okay. I have been Lewis Gaston.
Better than God of War, anyway.
I tripped over and broke my foot, and that was better than God of War.
I took hardcore laxatives once, and that was better than God of War.
I was the guy who had to clean the toilet after, and that was still better than God of War.
You can reach me if you want to at
baby
Twitter at Lewis Gaston.
No, you're at underscore Lewis Gaston.
No, I'm not.
You are?
No, I'm not. I'm at Lewis Gaston.
No, it's at underscore.
If you want, you can go and have a look at Screen Demon. ScreenDemon.com, and we're on Twitter at Screen Demon.
No, it's not.
You can also go and talk to Peter, who is on Twitter at Colossal Blue. And
can you stop talking, Lewis? I'm trying to register a Twitter username. Underscore Lewis.
Oh, fuck off. You can also get Dan Lee on Twitter at cuntface. yeah. So there, thank you very much for listening.
Lewis Gaston.
Don't be a cop.
Louis Gaston.
No, you're such a cunt.
Lulabelle.
Lulabelle Gastonia.
There's a place in America called Gastonia.
Is there?
Yeah, I want to get hoodies, because you can buy hoodies that say Gaston Police Department and Gaston Fire Department. So, yeah. Say goodbye, everybody.
There you go. That was quick and painless this week. How long did we record for? Not quite 2 hours.
1 hour and 50 minutes.
There you go. In the bag. Cheerio, everyone.
In the bag. Done.
Did you know Street Fighter, the movie, was released in 1994?
Ah, it seemed like yesterday. With those visual effects.
Amazing.
What's so amazing?
A user rating of 3.4 out of 10, which is lower than Step Up. But, you know, I would think they're on a par, certainly, in terms of quality.
What's amazing is that I've let you live this long. Say goodbye, Dan.
Ow.
What have you done, Peter?
I've only gone and hit my own banjo.
I've been doing that for about 20 minutes.
Don't lie, Dan.
Oh, dear. 20 minutes.
No, I can't. That's 20 minutes.
yeah, so say goodbye, Dan. Peter's already said bye.
Say goodbye, Dan. He's already said bye.
Say goodbye, Dan.
Is that supposed to be me?
I'm just doing a voice. I haven't done a voice in a while, so I just thought I'd do a voice. Is that supposed to be me?
Oh, dear God. You are a cunt of epic proportions. You're like Vanessa Feltz's.
Oh, God, that's like a walk-in for the wardrobe.
That's what you are.
Hanging clothes and everything.
Vanessa Feltz's flaps.
Oh, dear.
Beefy.
Just the very fact that your mind would go there, Lewis, is disturbing
enough.
Why don't
you start it? My mind goes there, all right. Try and get it in. Oh, head. Past the years and everything. yes, so we are now going.
Yeah.
We're now going.
But bye.
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 Goodbye.
Poor Chris.
Poor Chris. Poor Chris is getting free alcohol.
Why are you saying poor Chris? He's not the one that's got put up with you two.
Well, he does. Just not right at this minute.
Yeah, it just doesn't get recorded.
It's recorded by my camera.
Probably is recorded. Chris records every conversation he ever had, like Nixon.
Yep. He admitted to it.
Keeps
that's
it on a massive
pile 15
of
hard drives.
That must be the world's shittest conversation of collections. So, have you submitted
conversation
this?
Of yes. Collections? Is that what he keeps? Conversation of collections?
It's a collection of conversation.
That's not what you said.
I did.
No, you didn't. Did. We've recorded it. Go back and listen to it. It was only a minute ago. You said conversation of collections.
I'm confident. I'm confident.
I said.
Whether you're confident or not, you're wrong.